You know, one of the things we often hear is that the one thing that people don't learn from history is we don't learn from history. We don't do a lot. We don't do enough of looking back. And in this segment, we're focusing on days of infamy past. So in thinking back of these things, this is a general sense. As an historian, as someone involved in prophecy and preaching like you do, what is, I mean, the principle of looking back and considering things which have occurred before? Kind of put that in the context of why that process of what we're doing right now, looking back before we begin looking ahead, is so important.
Absolutely. You know, that's history. I think history reveals so much. You know, nothing new under the sun is, you know, mentioned in Ecclesiastes. I think the same thing with history. History develops. There's patterns within history. And what's interesting is this Day of Infamy has had so much to do with the Jewish people and the state of Israel, as well as here in the United States, two God-fearing nations with many God-fearing people within both those nations. And the pattern, I think when you start seeing the pattern over and over again, you know, once or twice, that's one thing. But when you start seeing this over and over again, it establishes a pattern. It gives us what to watch now and possibly into the future. And I think so, more so now, because especially with the situation since 2006 with Iran, I mean, it's been the dominant news of the world, of a big world, for all those years. And then in my report that I put out, my weekly news report that I put out every Friday last week, I identified the major prophetic news of April 16 through 22 in 2016, and then I also did the major news 26 to 29 with some additional details, and I did the same thing again in April 2017. But from April 3 to April 14, it was amazing news. You know, sometimes we have news that is significant at the moment. Sometimes we have weeks that have a whole year's worth of significant news in a week, and that's the way it was last in 2017, April 3rd through 14. I mean, it was just amazing. It had to do with Egypt, had to do with Jordan, Putin rebuking Netanyahu over groundless accusations in Syria. The president of China visits Trump at Mar-a-Lago as we're sending 59 Tomahawk missiles into Syria. And so for that period, 3 through 14, it was just incredible. And then beyond that, for the rest of that month, Sam, was significant. So when you look at the headlines, which I did, I showed in 2016 and 2017, you go, my gosh, this is a year's worth of news in a couple weeks. This is a year's worth of news in a couple days. So that speaks for itself. And that's what I look at the past for the pattern, and I watch daily, weekly, monthly, and every year based on past historical patterns.